We're doing the Yaakov. We're up to page Kuf Amud Aleph in the regular editions. The Amar Rava. Rava taught the following. Lo Ivra Alma, the world wasn't created, Ela Letzadikim Gmurim, V'Lirasha'im Gmurim. The world is here for two types of people. Either those that are completely righteous, or those that are completely wicked. Those that are completely righteous, so they take advantage of the world. Look at how many mitzvahs you can accomplish. You can wear tzitzis, it costs you almost nothing. Those of you who want a talis, I just got a donation of 3 talisim, if anyone needs a talis. Used, but kosher. The completely wicked, they enjoy the world. Live it up to the fullest. Those guys that are in between, they're suffering. They try to enjoy, and then they come back and say, you know, I shouldn't have really done that, I should have done this, and that. So they live a life, you know, life is, it's difficult. What? Yeah. Rava himself said he was a Beinoni. That's what we saw last week.
Rava says each person should regard himself as a Beinoni.
Rava, that's what Rava said. He said, I'm a Beinoni. And that was the previous line in the Gemara. Rava says the world was created for Achav, the wicked king who lived up the world to the fullest, and Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, who had nothing. He had one little Coke bottle worth of carob for the whole week's worth of food for himself and his wife. 2 Coke bottles worth, okay? That was his food for 2 weeks, but a heavenly voice would come out every week and say, the whole world is being sustained in the merit of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. And Chanina, my beloved, he's happy with that small volume, 2 kavs. That's a measurement of value, a volume of carobs every week. That was his food from Erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos. No shulint or gefilte fish for him. But the world to come, that was created for him. Tanya Rabbi Lezra Gadol Omer. We have a Braiser of Lezer, the great one said, Im ne'ma b'chol nafshcha, lama ne'ma b'chol modecha. In Shema, we say, serve Hashem with your complete soul and with all your money. If it says your complete soul, why does it have to say all your money? V'im ne'ma b'chol modecha, lama ne'ma b'chol nafshcha. If it says with all your money, why does it have to say with all your soul? Lomar lecha, what the Torah was telling you is, Im yesh lecha adam shegufo chaviv alav, mimamono, you have a person whose life is more important to him than his money. So then that's why the Torah says, Bechol nafshecha, with all your life, you have to serve Hashem. Then you have people whose money is more valuable to them than their lives. Look, you know people like that, right? The Torah said, I'm talking to every person. Whatever your favorite is, you have to use it in the service of Hashem. That's why it says, with all your money. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Bechol nafshecha afilu notel nafshecha. Rechol Nafshecha teaches you, even if he's going to take your life, you still have to love Hashem. Tanu Rabbanan, and here we have the famous brisa. The Roman Empire decreed no one made deal in Torah. Me'asa Rabbi Akiva, what did Rabbi Akiva do? Alach ve'kil kilot rabbarabim v'yashav v'darash. He went in front of the masses and started gathering people and said, come, let's learn Torah. He stood publicly and taught Torah. Mitzao papus ben Yehuda. Along came Pappus. Who was Pappus ben Yehuda? Pappus ben Yehuda was Mary, what's her name? Miriam's husband. Pappus ben Yehuda was married to a woman named Miriam who used to braid hairs for a living. You guys heard of Mary, right? Yeah? You've heard of Mary.
Oh, yeah.
You've heard of Mary. So, not Mary who had a little lamb. Mary who had a little boy. Pappus, the Talmud tells us, was an extraordinarily pious person, but he went to extremes. When Pappus would leave the house, he'd lock all the windows and all the doors, so his wife shouldn't be able to get out. And so she should never be, you know, with any other man. And somehow, Pappus's wife ended up we know where, doing you know what, and having you know who. So, so we have a different tradition on who she was. So Pappus ben Yehuda, Pappus and his brother Lulianus, they were both present when there was a libel against the city in Israel in the north. And they found that the princess was murdered. So they said, it must be the Jews. We're going to destroy the whole town unless the murderers give themselves forward. And so, in a minute, we're going to see what happened. So Pappas meets up with Rabbi Akiva, teaching the Torah and the masses. He said to him, Akiva, seems he was on Rabbi Akiva's level. He's calling him by the first name. He says, aren't you scared of this nation? The Roman Empire at that time seemed invincible. Their soldiers just took over any other army that came their way. Amale, he said, you're Pappas? They say you're such a smart man. You're not smart, you're dumb. I'll tell you what this is similar. There was a fox walking at the edge of the river. He saw the fish escaping the snares. They said, what are you running for? They said, all the different types of snares and traps that they're trying to catch us with. You want to come up onto dry land? We'll live together like our forefathers used to live together. Ah, an interesting source here. Their forefathers used to live together on the dry land. You're the one they say you're the smartest of the animals. You don't have cunning. You're stupid. This is our place of life here in the water. If here we're scared for our lives, on the dry land even more so. Us too, says Rabbi Akiva. This is the way we are. If now that we're dealing in Torah, we're scared for our lives. When we'll stop Torah, we're going to have to be much more concerned for our lives. Rabbi Akiva gets caught by the Romans and tossed into jail. Pappas and his brother Lulianus are out by that city when the Romans make the libel. And Pappas steps forward with his brother Lulianus and they say, we did it. So the Romans say, okay, we're going to kill you. And they toss him in jail. And so Pappas lands right next to Rabbi Akiva. And they're there in jail together and they both have a death sentence hanging over their head. And this is where we'll pick up Bezrat Hashem next week.